Well, Gary, the second of the semi-finals, Guido, the champions against Kilcare, many people's favourites, the most talked about game in a while. Certainly a lot of people looking forward to it. Is it up to the billing?
It certainly is. It's probably, Tom, what most people would have wanted, these teams to avoid each other in the semi-final to make a county final. So maybe it's a wee bit disappointing in that fact that, and that factor, probably the happiest people of St. Junan's and Niamh Connell camps at the minute, that the two big hitters are clashing in the semi-final, and there's only going to be one of them standing at the end of Sunday evening. It's probably going to bring a huge crowd, Tom, with two great semi-finals, a doubleheader. The CCC have deserved huge recognition for getting the two games in, you know what I mean? For that, there'll be massive numbers, and you can see a lot of neutrals coming, and you'll see a lot of supporters coming in from Derry and Tyrone as well this weekend, just to see, because people will travel, Tom, when there's good football on show, and certainly going to be good football on show this weekend.
And tell me, what are the key battles? Where do you see this game won and lost?
It's going to be interesting, you know. Guido have the physical power, and they have a lot of speed, and Kilcare have just, geez, they're frightening, Tom, at times with the speed that they have in their team. I just thought last weekend, Andrew McLean and Matthew McLean coming down that wing, I just thought, my God, how do you stop these men? You know what I mean? They just ask question after question of you, and it's a defender's nightmare when you see someone lining you up and taking you on time after time as well. And Conor Doherty was in and out of the game at patches last weekend around the centre forward area, so he was, and like, you know, he's another lad that can be a huge thorn in the side as well. Of course, you had Owen McHugh and Patrick inside.
Patrick McBurty,
you know. And now you'll probably think that Guido would think they'll have the man. You'll probably see Gary McFadden pick up Owen McHugh, and probably Neil McGee pick up Patrick, Sue Waller, possibly Ginger pick up Patrick. So it's going to be an interesting battle in there, and you flip it around on the other side. Then you have the likes of Kevin Casty, possibly Ethan Harkin, you've Gavin McBride, all lads who are well over the 6 foot mark and who all can play inside. And probably it's a vulnerability that Kilcare, people out there would think Kilcare have, is a direct high ball into the square. And Kelly Beggs, probably with Paul Cunningham, showed that last weekend, that vulnerability still there, so it is. And you would think that Guido had the players to test them in that area, and will test them, Tom, and will put ball in. And for me, and they've, of course, they've Owen McNeillis who can rotate in there as well. For me, Guido need to nearly have, Tom, they struggle at times, I think, on the attack, that they've two men right in on top of the keeper, giving huge depth, but then they don't really have a link on the 45. So they do. They've no kicking option if they run the ball hard, and that's a demanding game, so it is. And they wouldn't be maybe as mobile on their feet as the Kilcare Bucks, who are well able to run the ball. Like, and Kilcare, Tom, are similar enough set up in the way that they'll have 13 back again when they're defending as well. A lot of people are kind of thinking that Kilcare are this all-out attacking team. Don't be fooled by that. They're very fast in the transition, and they probably get more players up on the turnover, and that's why people probably think that they're such an attacking team. But by God, when they don't have the ball, they have everyone back, and maybe one or two up the pitch after that.
You mentioned Gary McFadden on Owen McHugh, possibly Neil McGee or Crystal McFadden on Patrick McBrearty. That's on the Guido side, their matchups. What do you see? Who are the people that Kilcare are going to have to match up against?
Well, you
didn't mention Owen McHugh there. He can be a big influence. Kieran McGinley, also a big influence.
Owen McHugh will be inside with Patrick, so he will. And then again, you know, Mark McHugh and Keir did a great job in midfield last weekend, I thought. And Mark McHugh and Ryan McHugh in particular, the height that the two boys, Ryan and Mark, were able to get on the kickouts that were kicked out the middle. Like, you can see where they played basketball in their youth now. It's really coming to tell. They had leap in the air that just, for their stature, it went beyond belief how high they could get into the air to compete with the Kelly Beggs, big men in the middle. So I think a lot of people underestimate them. I mean, they would think Kilcare are small or whatever. Okay, they might be small in stature. Kieran McGinley's probably the exception there to the team, who's having a good season as well. But Mark and Ryan showed last weekend that they have that height and that could compete with that high ball. being kicked out, but you'll just think that Guidor have the edge in the physical matchup when it's out around the middle there. But it's just going to be interesting, Tom, you know, what way our team's going to mark a lot of players, or are they going to go a zonal defence, you know, this weekend? And we'll not really see that until the ball's thrown in on Sunday.
Yeah. Tell me, in terms of Guidor, there's a lot of people of the view that they're not playing with the same energy or, you know, vitality as they played with it, or gay abandon maybe at times as they did last year. Is that a case of maybe coming round, having won it last year, had a long season, or is it a case maybe that they're timing their run?
I just, Tom, I've been there with the Glen and Guidor's position as well, coming back after winning the championship the second season, and it's tough, Tom. So it's tough to have that same bite and that same hunger, so it is. And I've also been in Kilcar's position where you won a championship, then don't win it the following year, and you're back for the third year, so you are. And there's a lot more energy, I'll tell you one thing, in the way Kilcar are coming at it, and they look like a team who's playing with energy and playing with confidence. Guidor at the minute just look as if they just don't have that energy that they had last year. It's probably now, the one thing you would say in their favour going in this weekend is probably the one game that'll bring their energy levels and bring their motivation levels up this weekend, because probably they would have felt that they should have been beating every team to date, and that can be difficult, especially the season they had going to February in the All-Ireland semi-final, and you know, you would have saw the year before they actually wrapping it up in the league, so they were, and weren't as comprehensive in the league this year as they were the previous year. Not that you can always read a lot into that there, but to me, I think just Kilcarran are a better place right now.
And how do you see it go?
I think, Tom, it's going to be Kilcarran will come out because they just look fresher, and they have that, I think, that bit more hunger. I know last year Patrick and Ryan missing the Donegal club campaign, they would have felt then, you know, if we had the two boys last year, that could have been us winning a back-to-back county title, or probably what will hurt them, Tom, and hurt a lot of Donegal clubs. Seeing Guidor go on, won an Ulster club. A lot of Donegal clubs would have wanted to have been the first team to go up there and lift that. But it's probably also spurred Donegal clubs to go on and actually make sure that they give it a real rattle now, because you can see that Donegal clubs have the opportunity to win an Ulster club.